ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day before the Iowa caucuses, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells ABC's This Week he is the true conservative candidate.
I think Trump can be effective in a primary for people who are not delivering on conservative issues and who are going more wobbly or more left on things.
But a new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the former president with a commanding lead among the Republicans likely to caucus, and a Des Moines Register poll also shows Nikki Haley as the second choice ahead of DeSantis. The weather could have an impact on the caucus turnout as more bitter colds expected. Winter weather is sweeping across the country. Heavy snow Saturday trapped drivers and shut roads in the Midwest. That storm is heading east today. An unofficial U.S. delegation arrived in Taiwan to meet with the newly elected president. China's foreign ministry said the U.S. congratulating the winner violates the One China policy. This is ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
When approaching wildlife in hopes of causing the animal to scurry away. The peak time of year for deer collisions is October through December during hunting and mating seasons, but DNR officials say there can be an uptick in late spring when fawning happens. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bauer.
A lesson learned for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have one of the best teams in the NBA this year, but recently they went through a slump, losing four of their last five games. They may have hit rock bottom when they lost to the Jazz at home. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, I thought we learned from the Utah game, you know, the threes that we were giving up. And I know some people think it's like cliche, but the only thing you can do is find ways to get better.
Then a few nights later, the Bucks turned things around and they beat the top team in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics, by 33 points. Griffin on how to deal with a midseason slump.
You can't panic. You can't, you know, make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. And we did that. And you know, from Giannis to Dame, Chris, Brooke, all those guys have been tremendous. Bobby Portis in our meetings. So, you know, we stick together.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for today with highs between 5 and 10 above, but the wind chills 15 below or colder thanks to gusty west winds. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, temperatures close to 10 below zero, the wind chills down around 25 below. Right now, it's 2 below.
Say it.
It with me, the Bucks in six. You could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky oars, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Music of the Stars is on the air. Now for the first time statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's one simple hearing hack anyone can use to improve their hearing almost
overnight. Busy weekends are...
Did you know that hearing impairments have nothing to do with your ears?
No, it's got to do with the quality of your radio. You got the best. Francis Albert. Jimmy Webb wrote this. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces all aglow? Whatever happened to Christmas? To the Christmas way of living? Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Remember the sights and the smells and the sounds, and remember the cheery call. Remember how love was all around. Whatever happened to it all? Whatever happened to Christmas? The bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing? The songs we used to know. Whatever happened to Christmas when it disappeared? And
stars. From WRJN, your home for the Green Bay Packers. Statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network starting today and worldwide in stereo at WRJN.com. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Sundays, 7 till high noon. Degrees below zero out there. Roads are hazardous in some areas. The music of the stars.
I got a prayers on my grandma. It came from QVC. A pink and purple frilly sweater that looks like hell on me.
He wrote upon it,
return to Santa. This present's trash. Don't exchange it. Just send cash. Don't send pajamas or a turtleneck. I'm sick of sucky gifts. I'd rather just have a check. So then I opened up the package from my girlfriend Sue. It was the fruitcake I gave her in 1992.
He wrote upon it,
return to Santa. This present's crap. Same old item, same gift wrap. Return to Santa. North Pole, just send a stocking full of coal. A return to Santa.
From Broadway.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurs. Where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I rule the world, every man happiness that no man could end. Oh, my friend, not if I rule the world, every head would be held up high. There'd be sunshine in everyone's sky.
Hi, Coleman. Mitchell Lee did that, and that's for Pickwick, the Broadway success. Here's Joe Pesci.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, wow, what a beautiful world. I see clouds of gray and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, modest ain't a bad word. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. It's also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Why, all they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. Might I learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a beautiful world. Yes, I think to myself,
this ain't such a bad world. You know that?
Thank you. Tony, you have inspired so, so many of us for so long, and I'd like to thank you for that. The world is a much better place with you in it.
I see two waves of green.
song from his recent Broadway musical Darling of the Day is our Darling of the Night, Mr. Vincent Price.
You know, it's such a wonderful thing to be an artist. I don't have to go any place. Places come to me with a little bit of paint, plus a little know-how. You can own a tree, you can own a cow, if you know the joy of light and shade. You can own a joy that will never fade. And that is why I'm monarchable that I survey. I've got a rainbow working for me. The world and all its wonders beneath the Milky Way beg me to take them, beg me to make them mine each day. I own the Taj Mahal and the castle in Cathay. I own the sunrise over Capri. With just a brush and a palette and a little box of paint, I've got a rainbow working for me. Just a touch, touch here, and a dab, dab there. If you'll just stand back, it's Trafalgar Square. With a little gray smear and a little brown smidge, though it may look queer, it's the Putney Bridge on a rainy day. And that is why I'm monarch of all that I survey. I've got a rainbow working for me. The world and all its wonders beneath the Milky Way beg me to take them, beg me to make them mine each day. I own the Taj Mahal and a castle in Cathay. I own the sunrise over Capri. With just a brush and a palette and a little box of paint, I've got a rainbow working for me. I've got a rainbow working for me.
It's Tony Bennett again.
Banish the gloom, but should you feel lonely?
Records, the music of the stars. Judy Garland from Hollywood in the 1940s. One of her pictures had a classical song modernized.
I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in make a winning sometime. I never even make a game, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little
Streisand and Kermit.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows, and what's on the other side?
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide.
Barbara and Kermit. I know Tony Bennett did a duet with him. Let's see if we can get some time for that later. Here's Kevin Kline.
My next guests have been two of my favorites for a long, long time, as children and as grown-ups. Hunts Hall and Gabe Del Tu, the Bowery Boys, Dead End Kids, East Side Kids, they're in for an important anniversary. We welcome Hunts Hall and Gabe Del.
It's a wonderful time.
Sit down there. Sit down, everybody.
While I'm waiting, you guys.
Guilt.
I'm waiting, you.
Come on. Come on back. Come on.
Everybody.
Come on. God damn it.
Hold this man.
I want you to throw him back. Let's sit down.
All right. First guest, the Secretary of Defense.
That's what you said to me, though. Drama, right?
This guy is a great serious actor. I saw him in Simon Sidney Brewstein's Window, and this guy won a Drama Critics Circle Award for Walk in the Sun. He played a GI. It was 1945?
What key are you going to sing this in?
I got to sing with a key?
All right, I'll play it in B flat. You play the B and I'll flatten it out myself.
You ain't a star yet. Let's get out of the cornfield and get to work.
This will set the music business back 1,000 years.
Folks run away whenever the skies are gray, but bluebirds keep singing in the rain. Folks get upset whenever their feet get wet, but bluebirds keep singing in the rain. So what if clouds are in the sky? Don't be a gloomy one. It's the smile you wear, the song you sing, that brings out the sun. When things go wrong, remember the little song that bluebirds keep singing in the rain.
Wasn't it terrific? Wasn't it sensational?
It was colossal.
You really think so?
Bluebird, it must be my bluebird, was caught in the
Oh, we're referring to the bluebird. Hear that new note in his song. Ladies and gentlemen, we mean to tell you, if you're a bluebird, nothing ever goes wrong. Things may happen, let them happen, still the bluebird sings. Storms have rainbows, life has dreams, and cares, you know, have wings. And those heartaches, aren't they really what important things? The sun may hide behind a hill, and still the bluebird sings. Aren't they really unimportant things? The sun may hide behind a hill.
Well, Speed, what do you think he'll do next?
He's already done it.
Done what?
Bought the broadcasting company.
Still the bluebird
sings. Yes, sir, honey? It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine hit my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird? Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way.
Howdy, killer. How do you do?
Oh, hello there, Brer Rabbit.
Hi, Brer Rabbit.
Yes, sir. This here's one of them zippity-doo-dah days for sure. Zip, 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 zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder.
It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfaction.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling,
zippity-doo-dah.
Oscar, best song, 1947, James Baskett, Bobby Driscoll. When Disney was. Music of the Stars. WRJN. Sir.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great day to see you in, great world to be in, sun shining brightly, breeze blowing lightly.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay,
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's action. Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It is the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, head my way. What a wonderful zippity-doo-dah day.
Remember the Fleischer Animation Studios? Here's a tune, 1939. Glenn Miller and the orchestra. Mr. Bug Goes to Town. Thank you.
overlooking Starlight Square, with a couple in the castle way up high in the air. On a corner there's a cloud bank, and we bank our millions there, with a couple in the castle in the air. One day a daydream came stealing through the gloomy part of town. Well, that daydream brought us way up here, and we'll never come down. Call us Lord and Lady Stardust, call us crazy, we don't care. With a couple in the castle in the
Lesser and Hoagy Carmichael wrote that. The Fleischer Studios, competitor to Disney, forgotten today, sadly. A lot of great music from those studios. It's really quite a good story. Just briefly, it's about a composer who writes that song and he gets a royalty check, but it's lost. Now you'll have to watch it, won't you? The stars. Here's a tune from World War I and Doris Day. Mama Cass had a hit with this.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me.
first day in 1957, here is Louis Armstrong.
I touch your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger still, the flames grow higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along the road, no returning. And though it binds me, it turns me into ashes. My whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there in trying? What good is there in lying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me. Don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, that will take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me, your kiss of fire.
The girls go crazy when they get a kiss from Meyer. The kiss of Meyer is the acme of desire. The kiss of Meyer makes their temperature get higher. The kiss of Meyer lit the great Chicago fire. He has a way that makes the ladies feel exalted. He'll take you out and treat you to a chocolate malted. Then some pistachio nuts, a nickel's worth unsalted. And after that, little girl, you're through. He'll try to lure you one night when stars are twinkly. He'll call and say, come over, we'll watch TV, my pet. But I assure you, you'll see no Huntley Brinkley, 'cause Meyer hasn't got a TV set. What does he need it? He'd never use it. To him, the late, late show is you. The kiss of Meyer is so sweet that none is sweeter. The girls can't wait for him to come and read their meter. He's known all over as the Bronx La Dolce Vita. The Cary Grant of the Grand Concourse. Whatever Meyer wants, Meyer gets. And that's his name. His name is Meyer Goetz.
All right, I will pause for news and be back for another hour on the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, statewide on the Civic Media.